If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you have the mindset of an entrepreneur, even if you haven't yet started a business. The problem with being an entrepreneur is that you have to wear so many hats. It's not just about creating great products or services. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, Shopify can help you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's unique style. Shopify can also accelerate your content creation. They're packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from All's Right with the World by Charles B. Newcomb, published in 1897. It is a custom of retailers to have an annual taking account of stock. At such times, they examine carefully the goods on hand, clear the shelves of unsaleable articles, mark down those that have become shop-worn or out of season, and put new values on all for which there is unusual demand. Just so in the thought life of a community, we find that periodically there is, by general consent, a taking account of stock. Old standards and ideas are removed from the shelves and carefully examined in the light of new discoveries. Their character and usefulness are challenged and their condition tested. If they have become unserviceable for any reason, and higher thought has led to higher standards, the old theories and views of life and conduct are soon laid aside. Their defects have become apparent, and better things are in demand. At the same time, some ancient truth or teacher that has been long labeled passé and put upon a shelf comes suddenly into notice. New meaning and unsuspected value are found in the proscribed philosophy. It throws a fresh light upon all the ethical problems of the day, and is slowly becoming popular once again. In this moral stock-taking, we are often surprised to find the necessity of a new classification of what we have called virtues and vices. In the light of higher principles and larger knowledge, we find we must change the tags that have been carelessly put on. Some virtues do not hold their color in the sunshine of the new century. Some vices prove to be not so harmful after all. What we thought wine has turned to vinegar, while an occasional cask we have looked upon suspiciously and placed in the darkest corner of our cellar, we find to be from some rare old vintage, and when brought to the light of day, reveals a sparkling color and a beautiful aroma. Let us examine anew some of these things we have thought vicious, and revise our definitions where we find it necessary. A person who stammers puts their emphasis upon the words they find most difficult to pronounce. The average man or woman will be most emphatic in their thought and conversation in condemning those qualities that they secretly find their greatest difficulties. they will praise the things which they most lack. So true is this that it provides us with a passkey to their character. If we judge people by the opposites of their professions, we will often get the wisest understanding of them. They bluster always, if at all, at their weak points. A quality in which we know we are strong is one we rarely need to assert. Thus, the virtue that we praise the most is the one in which we are deficient. The place for us to post our sentinels is where we are supposed by ourselves and our friends to have least need of them. True virtue is unconscious of itself. It is a normal condition. Consciousness of virtue indicates vice. Consciousness of vice suggests a truly virtuous spirit struggling for the mastery. One of the most admirable words in the English language is free thinker, with its synonyms of rebel and skeptic. We speak of freedom with enthusiasm when applied to liberty of movement, emancipation from political bondage, from the tyranny of intrusive governments. But we have almost universally, either consciously or unconsciously, condemned free thought. The time has come for us to frankly admit that there is no grander term in the language than that of free thinker, one who is truly emancipated in their thought, free from the fear of public opinion, from prejudice and superstition, open to perceive the truth in any quarter without limitation. Infidel has historically been a name of reproach, but it is only a geographical distinction. It is applied to one who does not accept the popular belief of the country in which they live. It is a matter of latitude and longitude. I have a friend who has been pilloried in eastern countries as an infidel and called a dog of a Christian because he was not a follower of the true prophet, and has suffered almost the same reproach in our Western world, because he did not subscribe to the theological opinions of his orthodox associates. The word skeptic is from the Greek. Its root meaning is one who is looking for the truth, who is thoughtful, who considers, an inquirer after facts. Yet we are often warned against falling prey to skepticism. Just as long ago, the skeptic was viewed as a criminal because they would persist in declining to accept as truth, without inquiry, what the public considered facts embodied in religious dogmas, which today have been replaced by social dogmas. For the individual who celebrates freedom, the only infidelity is the worship of the golden calf, the reverence for things material rather than things spiritual and mindful. For it is this that results in a spirit extinguished. It leads to dishonest professions of faith, justice, and service, which are required by conventionality, but not accepted by the heart. A radical is one who seeks the root of things. They are not content with mere assertions and superficial opinions. A rationalist is one who insists upon the right to use their reason. In the past, both of these terms were persistently hurled as epithets of abuse by the majority against those who would not recognize their tyranny of thought and quietly accept their opinion as authority. The things for which these seekers after truth were made to suffer were considered vices, labeled dangerous, and deemed just grounds of suspicion, regardless of their life and character, because they dared to question the conventional opinion. We find similar things happening today, but with different labels being attached to those who question public opinion and those in authority. Over a century ago, frivolity was viewed as a vice. Under the regime of Puritanism, which dominated New England for many generations, mirth and levity had been criticized and suppressed. Life became so serious that many lost the sense of joy and buoyancy which characterized the normal human mind. They lived under an exaggerated thought of their responsibilities. Thus, it was no wonder that their communities became filled with nervous invalids. The only medicine that they needed was the vibration of a gladsome mirth, frank and hearty laughter, more frivolity and levity of disposition, and less worry and accusatory tones. Today, I fear that we are returning to the joyless living of the past. We need to spend more time cultivating a carefree spirit, to build it upon the confidence that life is really beautiful and to be enjoyed, despite the flaws within society and ourselves. Let us quote, "Take no anxious thought for the morrow. It does not help us. It befogs and wearies us most uselessly." Let us learn the meaning of divine recklessness and trust in life. For heaven's sake, let us get away from that bondage of system and method, in which we often feel so cramped that no pleasure is welcomed, unless it accompanies our program of the day's duties and what is considered socially acceptable. No wonder we have become restless and discontented. Now is the time to change our unrest and discontent into virtues by using them to stimulate us to seek better things. As we progress, we'll find that many of the fields that were once marked off limits will open to us in spectacular ways, and many of the things marked dangerous will suddenly reveal our highest good. When we subject to honest analysis the fixed opinions of our day and generation, we discover vice in many virtues, and virtue in many vices. It is high time we took a new account of stock and applied the test of principle to all things we have accepted as truth. We often speak of evil habit when we ought to speak of the evil of habit. It is doubtful if there is any such thing as a good habit in the long run. When action has no reasonable cause behind it as a motive and becomes simply automatic, there can be no life remaining in it. It is not good habits, but principles that we should teach our children and ourselves. Lastly, let us remember these words from Ralph Waldo Emerson. "The secret of genius is to suffer no fiction to exist for us, to realize all that we know in the high refinement of modern life, in arts, in sciences, in books, in men and women, to exact good faith, reality, and a purpose, and first, last, and midst, without end, to honor every truth by its use in daily living."
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.